Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 23.
Sharing with you about the Word of God and the power of the Word. It is powerful. The Bible says, sharper than any two-edged sword. And as I made mention on one other podcast already, talking about how it divides, that sword of the Spirit, that sword of the Word of God, divides from your soul, which is your mind, your emotions, and your will, and your spirit, which is your God connection. And the two have to work hand in hand. But some people claim that they're in the Spirit when they're really in their emotions, they're in their flesh. And they are so close, they do have to work together. But understand that our spirit has to be the driving force of everything, not your emotions. You cannot give emotionally. You cannot live just pure on emotion. You cannot read the Word of God, follow God on emotion, because when you do, when you feel good, oh, you're all in. When you're all out, oh, you're out of source, and God's to blame, and the church does nothing, and the Word of God has no power, and why am I doing this, and why, what a waste of time, and on it goes. So you can't be driven by your emotions. You have to be driven by the Spirit of God and driven by the stability of the Word, and the Word will give you stability, and then you have to match the Word. The Word does not have to match you. There's a quote that I heard, several days ago about Abraham Lincoln. And it was during the Civil War. And somebody asked him, President Lincoln, do you think that God is on your side? And his answer was, it's more important that Abraham Lincoln be on his side. And sometimes we're saying to God, God, adapt my plan. I have this grandiose, wonderful ambition and plan, and God is saying, sometimes vocally, sometimes silently, but through His Word, it'd be a whole lot better for you if you got on my plan and jumped on board. The plan of the Word of God, the plan that God has for your life, the plan of reading the Word of God and absorbing what He has to say to you, and the plan of Jesus and the plan of His crucifixion, the plan of His resurrection, the plan of being at the right hand of the Heavenly Father right now. That is all His plan. In fact, Jeremiah 29:11, I mean, the Bible is just so clear about this. It says, God had thoughts heading towards you, good thoughts, to bless you and to prosper you, not to push you down, not to push you back, not to minimize you. He wants to magnify you and bring the best out of you that can possibly come. God's thinking about you. You know, the Bible says that all the hairs of our head are numbered. Just not, well, yeah, you got about a couple of dozen, or you got a, you know, maybe you got a couple hundred hairs on your head. No, it says they're all numbered. And so He knows us. He knows you. He knows your capabilities. He knows your disappointments. He knows everything. And that's why we desperately need Him in our lives. Let me share something with you. It's from the book of Joshua and chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. And what a study that is all by itself. The man, Moses, I mean, he was a great man, really was. And 40 years in Egypt, 40 years in the desert, then 40 years leading the people of Israel out of Egypt through the Sinai into the promised land. But there's always a protege, always somebody that was shadowing him, giving instruction, but also carrying out the instructions that he received. And sometimes we think that people are irreplaceable. And maybe some instances that really are irreplaceable. And we say, boy, who can fill his shoes? And sometimes the answer is nobody. Nobody. That God sometimes makes one of a kind for their generation that can do one thing and do it one thing very well, that cannot be duplicated, can't be duplicated by anybody or anything. So that was the situation with Moses and Joshua. And the Bible tells us that, you know, God said to him, you know what? Now my servant Moses is dead. So he said, basically, so quit whining, quit complaining. What was on him is going to be in you. Wow, what a promise. And that's the promise, no matter how old you are, no matter how young you are, viewing this or listening to this, that's what you can take away. No matter how old or how young, God is with me. He has not abandoned me. His word is still fresh. It is still real. And it still can speak to my life every single day. From the beginning of time, God has addressed the issues of every single generation. And this is important. This generation is not out of touch with God. And God is not out of touch with this generation. And so if you will lean in, there's been a whole lot of talk the last several years about leaning in, paying attention, getting what's yours. Well, lean in to the Word of God, lean in to the presence of God, and get all that's yours. Because the instruction book, the Bible, has already been written, already printed. He just wants you to absorb it, get it, live it, so that you can be a better person, so that you can impact the world around you. And I don't mean you have to physically go to the uttermost parts of the earth. You might want to because God tells you to. But the world around you might just be your neighbors, your neighborhood, the people that you work with, your home. It could be those that are close to you, close, or those that are far from you. But he wants to make you better so you can bring the best to people that need him desperately. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.